Tonight, I am speaking to you because there is a growing humanitarian and security crisis at our southern border.
A new year, a new Congress, the same Donald Trump. 2019 is already looking like it's going to be a confrontational year in US politics. Debate, if you will, the extent of the blue wave in November's midterms. But regardless, the Democrats are back, fresh-faced from their holiday break, with newly acquired control of the Capitol's lower chamber, the House of Representatives. The looming question, what will they do with their new potency on the Hill?
Every call you made, every door you knocked, every text you sent, every conversation you had made the difference between winning and losing in this election. Thanks to you, we owned the ground. Thanks to you. Thanks to you, tomorrow will be a new day in America.
Before we get too carried away, it's worth noting a few points and clipping ever so slightly those wings. Firstly, the Democratic majority is slightly less, 21 seats to be exact, than the last time the party won House control, a little over 8 years ago. And there also remains the fact that the upper chamber, the Senate, remains firmly in Republican hands, meaning the potential for legislation passed by the House to be quashed by Republican adversaries is constant. Then there's the chance of internal fighting. Much has been made of the new makeup of the House and whether the different factions within Democratic ranks are pulling in different directions. Too much has arguably been made of this, despite the election of a younger, unapologetically progressive set of legislators who have promised their constituents that they will hold the president to account and question the old guard's grip on politics. The House's makeup is certainly diverse. With a shade over 23% of the chamber now female, 2019 is the best showing to date, even if the US's quest for gender parity is lagging when compared to much of the rest of the world. Alongside two new Native American legislators, Congress now also includes its first elected Palestinian American woman. It was said Palestinian American from Michigan, Rashida Tlaib, who caused the newly installed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the leader of the aforementioned Old Guard, and back in the job for a second time, to wince slightly when she was caught on video addressing a crowd in a bar and promising,
"People love you and you win. Woo! And when your son looks at you and says, 'Mama, look, you won,' bullies don't win." And I said, "Baby, they don't, because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker."
And that's the rotund elephant in the room right there. What will Democrats do about the thing they are clearly itching to do? Pelosi has been cautious about the notion of impeachment, saying that it was far from inevitable, going so far as to call it divisive, and saying there would need to be a bipartisan agreement. Pelosi, who essentially struck a deal with her House colleagues in returning her to the speakership by saying she wouldn't remain in power beyond 4 years, is also clearly being pragmatic. Although the House of Representatives investigates and votes on grounds for impeachment, it's the Senate's job to approve a trial, and it would need a two-thirds majority to remove the president from office, something it didn't manage to achieve with Clinton. For now, we can expect Democrats in the House to shine a light on some of the more unsavoury aspects of the Trump presidency to date, including family separations and perhaps even using House committee subpoena powers to get their hands on Trump's tax returns, something that would prove a protracted legal fight. Whatever the case, and despite the potential for fervent social media outbursts from the new darling of the left, the Bronx's fledgling House member, 29-year-old Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democrats are broadly united. Their rural blue-collar base has largely been wiped out by the Trump train, which simply put means fewer conservative Democrats with the potential to thwart an agenda in the House. If there's one thing the House Democrats seem universally agreed on, it's an aversion to the president. Expect an almighty bun fight then as this year progresses.
No president should pound the table and demand he gets his way or else the government shuts down, hurting millions of Americans who are treated as leverage.
As for the efficacy of that fight, surely 2 years of this administration have taught you not to try and predict anything.
Sadly, much of what we heard from President Trump throughout this senseless shutdown has been full of misinformation and even malice. The president has chosen fear. We want to start with the facts.
For Monocle in New York, I'm Ed Stocker.